Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Responding to God's call to go help other people, the people in need. And nowadays, believe it or not, that's one of our harder part in church. It's very difficult nowadays. People that really respond to God's call is really difficult nowadays, because everybody want to do whatever they want. They don't follow God's will. They don't want to follow God's calls nowadays. But it's such a blessing to see a lot of people that have been able to respond God's will, God's call, and go do what God is sending them to do. I was talking to the pastor this morning, and I heard that a few people stay over there today are still serving other people in need. That's what we call ministry. Everything you do for the Lord, we call ministry. Every time you serve the Lord, we call ministry. There's a lot of people that heard the call to serve this nation, and that is good. You know, they go do whatever they got to do for this nation in appreciation for this nation. People that are born here and people that are born out here, they heard the call, and they respond to the call to serve this country. And that's wonderful. It's wonderful when you give all yourself for somebody else, for your nation, for your country, for your people, for your family. That is good. That's marvelous. But it's a lot better when you give all yourself for the creator of this nation, for the creator of this whole world. There's people nowadays that they're serving this country. They give their life for this country. And it's marvelous. But it's a lot better when you don't give your life, but you live your life to serve the Lord, your creator. Amen? And there's a lot of people that we can, when we read the Bible, that we learn from them that they heard the call and they respond to the call that God made to them. One of them is one that we're going to be reading today, is Isaiah chapter 6. Let's do some exercise. I see like everybody's kind of sleepy still. Huh? Let's stand up. Check your hand. If you see somebody, tell, hey, how you doing? How you doing, Sister Laura? Not Laura. She's not here today. Yeah, but, you know, wake up. Help me out. We got a such a blessing. If you don't got your Bible with you this morning, that our brother back there, Brandon, he always helped us to read the God's word even through here, through the screen. It's such a blessing. And what about if we do some exercise to wake up, to be ready for God's word, and we read it all together? At the count of three, we all be reading all together God's words. Amen? You can stand up. Stand up. Let's read God's words. It's going to be right there. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful morning. Thank you, Lord, because you give me the opportunity to open my eyes and see your glory shining through my house, shining through this whole world. Father, I pray this morning that through your word, you teach me, you show me what is your purpose in your life for me today. Father, I want you to show me what I got to do for your kingdom. I want you to show me what we have to do to praise your name. Father, you are so marvelous. You are so good. You are so kind, Lord. And there is no such thing we can do on this world to praise your name, but used to be obedient to your call, Lord. Oh, Father, thank you for being so good. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we see in this morning, Isaiah is one of the big examples that he heard God call and he answered God's call. Everyone over here to call himself to be Christian should be able to hear God call and respond to his call. Everyone over here should be able to serve the Lord. Everyone over here should be able to be himself a minister of God's word. Everyone over here should be able to minister God's word, to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord is a call for everyone that is sick down here, like I said, to call himself to be a Christian. When we read Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, that's Jesus Christ talking over there, and he's calling everyone to serve the Lord. He don't speaking to certain people. He's speaking to God people. He is speaking to the church of God when he said, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. And then he says something for you and for me. So go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Holy Spirit, and in his name. And there's such a good thing right there that we can find, that you say, okay, the Lord is sending me, but how can I do it? By myself? I can't do that. Yes, you can. You won't be by yourself. At the end of this verse, on chapter 20, he say, and I will be with y'all till the end of the world. Amen? It's marvelous to know that you won't be by yourself, that he's going to be with you everywhere he sends you. We just got to be obedient. As a Christian, we all called to be to ministry, because the base of ministry is character. Then the ministry is normal service. Everyone who serves the Lord is doing ministry. The reason for ministry is the love for the Lord and the love for your neighbor. The measure of the ministry is sacrifice. The authority of the measure is the submission. We have to learn to submit to the Lord. The purpose of ministry is God's glory. It's not your glory. Be careful. The tools for ministry is God's word and prayers. The privilege of ministry is that we grow spiritual. The power of the ministry is in the Holy Spirit. And the model of ministry is Jesus Christ himself. There's not such excuse for not to serve the Lord. There's not excuse to not ministry. There's not excuse. You can say, well, I'm so old that I can do. You can pray, right? That's ministry. Every time somebody coming to you and tell you, please pray for AJ, I think he's going back to the Word. Nah, he's not doing that. Thank to the Lord. Hopefully not, right? If not, I'm here. We grab the hair each other, okay? But yeah, every time that you at least can pray for somebody, every time that you can do something, that's ministry. They're not excuses. Of course, we are surrounded by excuses. We are working so much that I don't have no time to serve the Lord. And that's a big liar. If you got time to go to work, you got time to serve the Lord. Pastor, you don't know how hard for me it is to read my Bible. And it's not hard for you to wake up in the morning to make money, right? Why it should be hard for you to read God's word? Why it should be hard for you to pray? Why it should be hard for you to take some time to serve the Lord? Well, you know, I got to work 7 days a week. And then, you know, I got to go eat with my wife and my kids. And you know, and I got to, okay, you got time for everything, but not time for the Lord. That's some type of excuse we use not to serve the Lord. But we've been called to serve the Lord. Yeah, everyone to call himself to be a Christian has a call, just like Isaiah had. But I want to show you this morning, I want to share some tips with you how to answer God's call, how to respond to his call. The first thing we got to see is we have to recognize his greatness. God is great. Like the song, how great is our God. Some people do whatever they can for their spouse because they recognize they, you know, is worthy. Because she cook pretty good. She take care of the kids. Because he's my man. He go to work. He take care of me. So I got to do whatever he asked me to do because he's my man. She's my wife. And everything she asked me, I going to do it because she's my wife. What about the Lord? Why we don't do the same thing when we recognize his greatness? God is great. On the verse 2, we see that the seraphim, in fact, I got an uncle we call a seraphim. Well, that's his name. I don't think nobody know what he mean, but I'm going to tell you later. We saw the seraphim on verse 2. We see its wings. Wow. I never see somebody, I never see something like that. But well, what we see right there is the first two wings, they've been used to cover the face. That means that they don't want to see the red God glory. That belongs to him, you know. And that recognize that what they do is they recognize his greatness. When we recognize who is the Lord, who is God, who is Jesus Christ our Savior, we will cover our face. We know we not deserve to be close to him. Every morning when I pray the Lord, I say, Lord, I know, like David said, I'm like a dead dog. I'm not worthy for all your mercy. But thank you, Lord, because you allow me to receive all your mercy. You know, the Bible said that his mercy are new every morning. This morning you are enjoying one of his mercy, brand new, fresh. Well, like when you go to the bakery and the bread, the smell, I mean, it's fresh, right? Who like French bread? Not many people. Pastor, I'm going to take back home all the French bread I got down there, okay? Nobody like over here. But Chamay, they eat a lot of bread. Not use tortillas now. They eat bread. We love bread. We had a barbecue, but we're going to cancel it. They don't like French bread. It was fresh. Nah, I like it. I just messing with you. But yeah, you know, every mercy, every new, we enjoy his mercy. And every time we enjoy his mercy, a brand new mercy, we got to realize how great is our God. And that's what happened. That's why this angel, the seraphim, covered their face. They know they're not worthy. They know they don't deserve to be close to the Lord. And later they say, holy, holy is him. They know he's holy. We know God is holy. We are sinners. And that's what Isaiah was saying. He realized he was a sinner, you know. And he knew he couldn't be close to the Lord, to the holy Lord. He's holy, holy. And he couldn't be close to him. As a Christian, we have to realize that and value his greatness. God is great. Tell a person next to you, God is great. How do you know? He is, the Bible says so, and everything around me is express God's greatness. When I see how marvelous those paradise we see on our country, even over here and everywhere we're going, that's God's greatness. You think that man can do stuff like only God can do it? What about when we think about the universe? Who can do something like that? Only our great God. God is great. Amen? Yeah. We got to be humble before the Lord. We got to be humble before God and before your neighbor. That's one thing that we have to do. As a Christian, you can take God's glory. You can steal his glory. We got to be humble. We are just his instrument. Everything that he allowed me and you to do is because it's his will. Amen? Yeah, we got to be humble before him. Yeah. Another thing we see on the chapter, on the verse 2 is the seraphim with two of his six wings. He covered his feet as a sign of humble. We got to be humble before the Lord. You know how you are humble before the Lord? When you realize that everything you do is because he allowed you to do. You see, this morning, I've been sharing with you God's word because he allowed me to do. I know I'm not worthy. I don't deserve to be here, but only because his mercy. And I got to be humble before him. Not believe because the pastor teach me how to do this. I can do better than him or better than anybody else. No, it's not like that. We got to be humble before the Lord. I remember, I don't know if I share with you, first time I get over here. Not it was here. It was on an old church. Ooh. Every time I used to get on the pulpit, my knee shake. They become like a jello. I was shaking. Not like the song, shaking like a, not like that, but I was shaking. My whole body. You ask me when I was in the pulpit, what's your name? I don't know what you was talking about. It was like you was speaking Japanese. You ask me where you from? I didn't know, you know. But thank to the Lord, he used me for his glory, not for my glory. Amen. And we got to be humble before the Lord. Everything we do, we got to be humble. On the Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says that everything we do, we got to do it for His glory, not for our own glory, but for His glory. Everything we do, we got to do it like doing for the Lord, not for us. Every time we help people, it's God's glory revealing through us. It's God's love revealing to us. We want to be instrument of the Lord, but how are we going to do it if we want to do it on our own? We got to let the Lord to work through your life, that where His light shine through you. That's the only way this can happen. But we got to be humble. We got to allow Him to do what His will in our life. Don't forget, it's not your will, but it's His will. God, do God's will, not your will. Yeah, that's what we got to do. The last two wings, we noted from the seraphim they've been using, they flew. That's what it said right there, right? And he flew. That means he's been doing God's will. He went to do what God sent him to do. And I'm asking you right now, are you doing what God's calling you to do? Are you? Or are you doing your will? Are you just doing whatever's coming to your head? Are you just doing well what you feel to do? You got to be careful. The Bible said that deceiver is our heart. And some people say, well, I feel in my heart that I want to do this. Be careful. There's a lot of, one of the issues we had in church is that people want to do their will and not God's will. Pastor, I feel the Lord is calling me. Okay, yeah. How He calling you? Well, I see y'all sing so beautiful out there, and I feel that God is calling me to sing out there. Really? Can you sing pretty good? Like Pastor Emilio, he sing pretty good, but he sounds so bad. You don't want to listen to him. That's you. There's a lot of people, they want to do their will, but not God's will. There's a lot of need in church, but people don't want. They don't want to feel the need. They want to do their will. For example, over there on Chalmette, we got a lot of kids, but it's hard to get a lot of, teachers for the kids. Nobody want to deal with kids. Oh, no. I got three at home. I'm tired. I got enough to come back to church and do that. Oh, no. For 1 hour, I want to help. Oh, no. But there are some people, they go to school, they get paid, and they got to take care of 30, 40, 50 people, but they get paid. A church is volunteer. Oh, no, I can't do that. That's not my call. No, 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 no. When God called Isaiah, he didn't answer. He didn't ask, okay, what you want me to do? I want to do this, Lord. You're calling me, but I'm, no, that's not what he said. What he said, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Do you know what I mean? He was ready to do whatever God called him to do. He was ready to do God's will, not his own will. And that's one of the problems we got in church. The people say, oh, pastor, you know, I can play guitar, and I know God is calling me, but they got people here playing guitar already. Probably got one more than two or three people can play the guitar. And that got called, that'd be good. But there's a lot of need. There are other areas in church that God can use you. It doesn't matter if you can play, if you can be the best guitar player. He can use you probably as a teacher. He can use to clean the church. Oh, no, not me. They got somebody in church to do that. That's not serving the Lord. Really? Everything we do, we got to do it for the Lord. We got to do His will, not my will. You see, I come over here to preach God's word today, but if we're not finished over here, pastor tell me, hey, Emilio, can you help me out to pick up the grass? Somebody cut the grass, but they leave all kind of, if I had to do it, I had to do it. I remember one time I was coming from church, and one of our members, right in front of the Superdome, it was raining, got a flat tire. I was coming from church, just like the, you know, handsome man like me, you know. That's what my wife say, you know, every Friday when I bring my check. Yeah, believe me. You know, the way I was dressed, raining, kind of muddy close to where they've been at. We took kids on the vehicle. And the pastor, you know what I did? I called somebody, take care of that. Nah, I couldn't do that. God didn't call me to that. God called me to help the people in need. I had to get on my car, get wet, roll down my sleeve, and I don't care. I got sick later, but I didn't care. You know why? I did it because I did it for the Lord. I didn't do it because the church, no, we got a pastor, he will do it. No, I did it for the Lord, for His glory, because people had to see God working on their life through us. It's through you that God wants to move, and other people realize who He is. Other people are going to see His glory through you. But it's up to you. It's up to you. Yeah, we got to do God's will, not our will. When we do his will, then he will glorify to our life. Are you able? Are you allowing God to glorify to your life? Are you? Aren't you? Let me tell you something else. We have to recognize that we are sinners before the Lord. That's one thing that he did in verse 5. He realized, he said he was a sinner, man. Isaiah. We have to realize, like I told you a while ago, we're not worthy. We don't deserve to be used by God. But it's only because of his mercy. That's what he realized. We have to realize and recognize that we are sinners. And we need God's forgiveness. He can use you. He can use somebody that knowing he's a sinner, continue as a sinner. No, we have to realize that. We have to recognize that. And God will forgive your sins if you're able to confess your sin to him. That's what he did right there. And as we read, the angel, God used the angel to clean Isaiah. What they did, they said right there, what we read ago, they grabbed a coal and passed through his lips. As a sign that he can clean our sins. He's the only one that can clean sins. Nobody else. The pastor can clean your sin. It's only him. Just him. Yeah. Isaiah is a very example of recognize here's being sinner before the Lord. We have to recognize we are sinner before him. You can come in and tell me, pastor, you know, I feel bad because I've been doing this wrong, but I can't forget your sin. I can tell you, well, you know, what you should do this, that, don't do that no more. If you repent your sins, you know what I mean, repent, change your direction. Don't continue doing what you was doing. That's what it means, repent. But you have to realize, you have to recognize you are a sinner. And that's what he did. The Bible said that he recognized that his lips, everything that was coming from his mouth, was sin. And there's a problem in church. A lot of people, like, I remember when I was with a youth, they say, but you know my parents, they's holy in church, but as soon as they get out of the church, they are like devil's son or devil daughter, you know, and we got to be careful with that. And the Bible said that everything that coming out to our mouth, we going to have to present before the Lord. You got to be careful from your word. You got to be careful everything you say. It's not when you curse. But what about when we gossiping? What about when we wrong rumors that they're not right? And he realized he was doing wrong. Church, we got to be careful. We got to be careful everything that come in our mouth. We got to be careful everything we say and the way we say it. Sometimes I don't want to say it's not my intention, but why you say it if you shouldn't say it? We got to be careful. You know, we had to ask the Lord to clean ourselves. Jesus said that in Matthew 12:36, that he said that every word come out from our mouth, we're going to have to come for before the day of the judgment. We got to be careful. Watch your mouth. Watch everything that you say. You got to be extra careful with that. Make sure to be cleansed by God. In verse 5, what we read a while ago, he was saying that, you know, let me see if I got it right here. Yeah, I got it right here. Small letter. I think I'm losing my size. He said, and I say, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man on unclean lips. He recognized he need to be cleaned by God. We have to recognize, we have to realize we need God to clean from our sins. We have to make sure we are clean by the Lord. Yeah, the seraphim say, holy, 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 3 times, knowing that God is holy and that he don't mix with sin. That's why we got to recognize that we're not worthy. We don't deserve to be close to the Lord because God is holy. And sometimes we are not where we're supposed to be. Amen. Nowadays, we're seeing a lot of people that they are stealing God's glory. They try to do great things. And you know what? They deceive God's people Because they now focus on God's words. We see a lot of people doing stuff like only God can do it. And we notice on the book of Exodus, when Moses was before Pharaoh, that the magician been doing a lot of stuff just like Moses. The devil got power. He got power to deceive people if he don't pay attention. He got power to deceive people that is not clean for the Lord, before the Lord. He got power. But God is so powerful. That doesn't mean he got the same power as God. But he got power. Be careful. He gonna try to deceive. He gonna try to make you asleep. Be careful. Be careful. Gotta wash your mouth. You have to make sure to be clean, cleansed by God. And be able to serve him. Yeah. That's one of the harder parts in church. There's not people. There's a lot of people. They're not able to serve the Lord. They're not people able to respond God's call. There's a lot of people in church that just want to do their own, like I told you a while ago. There's people that they say, well, first in my family, second, I got to pay my bills. And third, I probably will go to church when I got time. There's one status nowadays that people love is the church status. Why? It looks so nice when people go to church. They dress nice. And other people don't go to church, they really pay attention to that. They see integrity family, integrity couple, integrity person when they say, oh, I just coming from church. I just go to church. Why are you going to church? To hear God's word, be obedience to his word? Are you going to church to be able to serve the Lord or just to hear God's word? We all have to be able to hear his call and respond to God's call, just like Isaiah did. On verse 8, he said, here I am, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm a soldier of the army of the Lord. How many soldiers of the army of the Lord are in this church right now? How many people we got? Only here, like 3. Amen. The soldier is always ready. He's always ready. God is able to use everyone that is available to serve him. Yeah, Jesus says in Luke chapter 14, 26 and 14, 33, that anyone that is not able to leave everything can be his disciple. How many Jesus disciples we got over here? To be his disciple, we got to be able to leave everything behind, to follow him first. Yeah. We got to be able to serve him. The Bible shows a few people. When we read the Bible, we know that there's a few people that they were able to serve the Lord. They were able to say, hey, man, here I am. I'm ready to serve the Lord. The first one we can see is on book of Genesis. Abraham was calling. He said, Lord, here I am. The second was Jacob, Genesis 31, chapter 31, verse 11. He said, here I am, Lord. He was ready too. Moses on Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 4. He said, here I am, Lord. And Samuel on 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 4. He's another one who said, here I am, Lord. I'm ready. And as we read a while ago, Isaiah was another one on chapter 6, verse 8. And Ananias on the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse chapter 9, verse 10, he was another one. He said, here I am, Lord. But the major, the biggest sample we got to take is Jesus Christ. Being God himself, he was ready to hear his father's voice and answer to his father's voice. In Matthew 26, chapter 26, verse 24, he said, God, he told it to the father, that it got to be his will, the Father's will, and not his. And I'm asking you this morning, church, what are you doing? Your will or God's will? What are you doing? Are you responding to God's call or are you doing your own? What are you doing today? How you lie before the Lord has been? What are you doing? What is your core? What is God calling you to do? He's calling you to bring your life before him. He's calling you to serve him. What is your call this morning? What do you hear from the Lord? Are you hearing his voice? Every time you read his Bible, every time you pray, do you hear he's telling you, come on, my son. Come over here. I need you. I want to use you. That's what you heard? Or it's not? If you don't hear nothing, something wrong with the picture. Because every day when we read our Bible, he direct talking to you. I know he direct talking to me. I don't know about you. Church of God, I want you to meditate on his word. I want you to meditate on your life. I want you to meditate what is being your call.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.